Welcome back to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill. Or should I say, me llamo Bill.
Yes, you can say that.
Exactly.
And I don't know how to say Bill in Spanish.
Guillermo. Very much like you say it in Italian.
Guillermo?
Si.
I thought that was Gregory.
It's William. I know this from my ninth grade Spanish class.
There you go.
Gracias, Senora Bianchi.
I took muchos años. I even took it into college a little bit. And all I remember is the first year of vocabulary building stuff.
Yeah, I remember very little from Spanish. I remember our teacher telling us, cierra la boca, which I believe is
close your mouth.
And abra el libro.
Yeah.
Open your book.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty much the beginning of every class.
Shut your mouth and open your book.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Spanish class because we're right between our Mexican vacations. I just got back last night from Cancun, and you're about to take off yourself.
Yeah, that's right. We were leaving on early Saturday morning to head to Cabo.
So that's this coming weekend.
That is this coming weekend.
Yeah. And so how long will you be?
We will be there from Saturday to Saturday. But I cannot wait. Anyways, so I am also sitting here wearing my captain's hat.
You are wearing your captain's hat.
Exactly. Only because I don't have any other sort of military garb.
Yes, but why would you be looking for military garb?
Well, because I have in front of me a bottle of Colonel E.H. Taylor barrel-proof whiskey. And barrel-proof just sounds tough, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yes.
Why don't you hold it? Let's take a photo.
It says, the truth is in the label. Did I close my eyes?
We have a good one there.
The captain holding his baby. Yes, it's Colonel E.H. Taylor Jr., barrel proof, uncut, and unfiltered. First and only, it says on this canister.
Right.
So it's straight Kentucky bourbon whiskey.
Right, we're doing another bourbon.
Yes.
And we have so much that we were going to do. We were going to do the Caribbean cask, right?
That's very true. But I'll tell you a story. I go into our local whiskey establishment. And we have a, I don't know how to describe this man. He is our guru.
Yes, he is a guru.
Our whiskey guru. And he said, hey, I got a little something special I put aside.
Does he even know your name?
No, he doesn't.
We know his.
We will call him Eric. Anyways, he said, you've got to try this. He had a reserve Taylor, and he had this one. And I said, I think I got to go with the barrel proof.
And what does barrel proof mean?
It's strong. It's straight out of the barrel.
Yeah.
Filtered and uncut. This is 129 proof whiskey.
Uh-huh.
129 proof whiskey.
And we typically drink 80-something?
Yeah.
90 at the most?
Yeah. We like anywhere between 80 and, say, 93.
All right.
Is normal for us.
My cousin's husband treated me to a bottle of Talisker Cask Strength.
Oh, my.
And when you open that bottle, it smelled like jet fuel.
Mm.
So
how was it?
I liked it at the time. I've come to appreciate scotch in a different way now, so I'm not sure if I'd still like it. Also, Talisker is rather smoky.
Correct.
Remember when we finished that off?
It was very woody. Yeah.
Woody and smoky, and not at all the way I remembered it, so I do.
Well, that's also an opened bottle of scotch that had been aging in your...
Does it really continue to age in the glass bottle?
No, but what it does is it evaporates some and...
Like aerating and...
Like
what happens to wine, kind of?
Yes, it does. So, yeah. I mean, it can lose or change flavors after the bottle's been opened.
And I had that for... It was open for quite a while.
Right.
Yeah, probably a couple of years.
So. Yeah, so I mean, I bet you it changed in character some from the time you opened it to the time we drank it.
Right.
Still, it was a pretty...
Oh, yeah. No,
pretty good bottle of scotch.
Someday we'll get around to reviewing a Talisker.
We were not unhappy with it.
No.
As I recall. That was before we became somewhat critical of the whiskey. You know, we would drink it to enjoy it, not necessarily to think about it.
Yes, but funny... Somehow we can't be stopped from thinking, so...
And we also can't be stopped from drinking.
Drinking.
Yes.
So anyway, to make a long story short, we had the Caribbean cask Belvedere.
Correct.
That is still hiding in my closet.
Which we had intended on doing this week.
We thought it would be perfect to do it between the two, and then when I heard that you picked up a bottle, I didn't even think to bring it.
I couldn't.
So...
I could not resist.
All right, so we have to agree...
Yes.
When you get back...
We'll have
to do the Caribbean,
cask. I wholeheartedly agree. I was looking forward to doing that.
Yeah.
But I, when
These things keep coming up. The problem is we keep going to our favorite liquor store.
And more, he comes up with something new all the time.
He was there tonight, actually, but I didn't talk whiskey with him. We just bought some wine.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
He is a nice guy. I like him.
And I told him you were coming home, and I'm sure he doesn't know who I'm talking about when I say when Jim comes home, we'll have to try this. So inside this tall can, which I love the can, it's style, it's got a picture of old E.H. Taylor on the side. Yeah. I mean,
he's wearing a top hat.
Yeah, a beautiful top hat. I would almost put my top hat on just to look like the man.
Sure.
But oh, and guess what's inside? A classy bottle that looks almost exactly like the can.
Wow.
Look at that. It's very tall. It's a tall, thin bottle. It's got a picture of the distillery on one side and good old E.H. on the other.
It's a classic look.
It's got the old style whiskey label.
It looks like a tax stamp.
The old tax steel, yeah.
That they used to put over the top.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
And boys and girls, when Jim and I were coming of age, they used to seal whiskey with a tax stamp to
it. All liquor, they did that.
So that all the bottles would be properly counted in taxed.
And then taxed. They went from this kind of ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
That goes right over the top of it.
Right.
So I don't know how they do it nowadays. There must be a barcode, yes, that gets scanned or something. I don't know how they do it.
I would imagine. So.
Well, look at it.
That's a dark red bottle of whiskey there.
Yeah.
All right. So that is so neat. It says barrel proof right on the bottom of it there, on the stamp too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just going to leave this tag on here.
Yeah, I was going to say, just break it like we used to.
Oh, yeah. There's an interesting scent there. It's a very strong scent for a cork.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It smells sweet.
I like the way this looks.
Mm.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Glass, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Try to start with a little tight pour here. Ah, lovely. I'm actually a little surprised. I mean, it's a full scent, but something with this high proof,
yeah.
I expected to have a higher, even more intense
medicine-y
scent to it. And there's some.
There is.
There is some.
Ooh. Well, you can get a good snootful.
Yeah. I just got it, too. It was like, well, the second sniff was a lot stronger than the first.
It burns you up high.
Yeah, it comes up high. It's almost like a creamy scent to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can almost smell a little sweetness and softness to it at the same time.
Yeah, if you don't get that full face full, it's actually quite nice. Sweet.
It's like a vanilla-y sort of.
Yeah.
Well, shall we take a little nip?
It's hot on your tongue.
Yes.
Sweet.
It's almost like a sweet fireball.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spicy hot. It's
no.
Strong hot. This is whiskey.
This is whiskey.
Yes.
If you want mild, this ain't it.
If you remember back when you were 18 years old and you stole a bottle of Wild Turkey and gulped it down, this is that.
Only it tastes better.
Oh, yeah. But this is it kind of reminisces the old, oh, my God, why would anybody drink that when you were a kid? But
oh, I could hear it now. Somebody's saying my mouth is on fire.
Yeah. I wouldn't even try to, shoot this.
Oh, God, no.
Which we established in a previous podcast is no way to drink anything.
No, it's not. Well, tequila.
Well, even tequila, I would prefer to drink in a frozen concoction.
A margarita.
See? Yeah, there is that creamy flavor.
Now, with each subsequent drink, you don't get the heat on your tongue as much. But boy, that finish is hot.
This one, you know you're drinking whiskey. It's a good finish. That's yours. This is the kind of whiskey you like. This is a finish that Jim likes.
Yeah, I do.
I'm looking at his eyes, and he's got that. Oh, that finish is hot. And
he's got the crazy whiskey look in his eye.
He's got that crazy whiskey look in his eye. Slowly turn.
Well, it's got a sweetness to it as well. It's everything that I do like.
And this is a good whiskey.
For the alcohol content, it's not like drinking straight alcohol.
Right. It's not iodine-y. I mean, there's a little edges of your tongue taste to it, but not, you know what I mean? Something this strong, you're going to taste alcohol.
But we've had single malts that we've liked very much, but had that medicine-y iodine.
Much more medicine-y.
Much
right.
more. Yeah.
Exactly.
This, like I said, a full nose full of this, yeah, you're going to smell it. You're going to feel it. But just a casual stiff, it's sweet. Vanilla?
I'm going to say vanilla. Vanilla, maybe a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah, a little cinnamon.
A little bit of cinnamon. Yeah. Vanilla. It's. I mean, it's super dark. I love that. Well, but I mean, bourbons are generally, I think, darker than scotches because the barrels that they age bourbon in then goes on to be used for scotch barrels.
True.
And this is, it says uncut and unfiltered. Maybe that's why it's so dark. Let's see if there's any sort of notes on here for us to, well, there is. Edmund Haynes Taylor Jr., born in Kentucky, 1830. Moving to Louisiana with his great uncle Zachary Taylor.
Zachary Taylor.
Returned to Kentucky where he made his most indelible mark in history, founding father of modern bourbon industry. Hardy and complex, this uncut and unfiltered whiskey was drawn directly from barrels aged in warehouse constructed by Taylor over a century ago. With hints of chocolate and molasses. Wow, I didn't get that at all.
I don't know. The opposite, I get vanilla.
It is smooth yet powerful and uncompromising. I would say that's true. Just like its namesake, Colonel E.H. Taylor Jr. Wow, I don't get any sort of chocolate taste to this at all.
No.
Molasses, well, there's a sweetness to it, so I can understand where they get the molasses from. But to me, it's a vanilla and a slight spice taste. Not even chocolate. But it's a tasty, I was just about to call it a scotch. And just think, last time we did the Jefferson's Reserve.
Yeah.
This is what, our third bourbon?
This is our third bourbon.
Okay, so the last time we did the Jefferson's Reserve, and what did I do? I labeled it America's Scotch.
You did. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go so far with this one.
No, but I mean, this is a high quality bourbon.
Oh, this is much so. This is an expensive one, too. I did see the price tag. You're pushing $70 at our low-priced store.
Now, the Reserve.
Yeah.
Was 40.
But now, I mentioned earlier that Talisker, how much it smelled like jet fuel.
Yeah.
And kind of tasted like it, too. The Talisker cask strength or barrel strength or however you want to phrase it. This is not at all like that. It actually is actually a very nice scent to it.
It's a very smooth scent, a smooth taste.
Yeah.
It's a sweet sipping whiskey. And it's sweet, sweet tasting. Mm. But again, I don't know where chocolate comes from.
No, I don't get that either. That creaminess.
Yeah.
That, I think, is vanilla.
We've had enough of these things to...
Funny how that flavor, that thread through all the different scotches we've had, and now a couple of bourbons, has that same kind of texture.
I think we're kind of tend to appreciate the creamier, the slightly sweet.
Right.
It doesn't have as complex a nose as a lot of the scotches. You know, you don't get the extra floral scents or, you know, it certainly doesn't have that... You know, a lot of times we'll take a sniff and it'll have that almost salty sea air sort of scent. You got nothing like that here. No. This is heavy duty. It's you cannot put your face in this glass of whiskey for too long.
Oh, no. No, inhale too deeply. It's almost like inhaling turpentine.
Yeah,
too
right. I was going to say,
type of it's like, feeling. Yeah. Not quite as painful, but it's,
right.
It burns.
Right. Yeah. So I think we finish off this little neat shot and then maybe graduate to see if we can separate some flavors and see what we get. This is good stuff. Mm. In fact, this is the more I get towards the bottom of this glass, the sweeter it gets.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I'm feeling more of the heat back on my tongue again.
And less of the burn as it goes down, too.
Right.
Maybe I'm just getting used to it.
Well,
I think maybe I've also, everything's opened up and you get better ventilation going through there too.
It could be, yeah.
Okay, so I threw down a pretty hearty gulp.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel fine. I mean, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot, but it's not as restricting as I thought it would be. And actually, the heat is more top of the mouth than down the throat and into the chest. That was pretty tasty.
All right, so what do you say? Shall we try this with a drop of water?
I think we should. Let me re-up here a little bit. There you go.
Thank you.
It's still a... Actually, it raises the heat out of the glass a little bit when you sniff at it.
I smell a little bit of wood, too.
It's very still a very sweet scent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say a little oaky.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I was expecting that from the first scent.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't
get
it. You
can still take a snoot full.
You can still, yeah. You can still add fuel to the fire, my friend.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's try it again. Very creamy.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Kind of the sides.
Even front. Creamier, it fills your mouth more. Ooh. It still has a burn. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. I don't feel this. Maybe I didn't take as much of a...
It's more mouth burn than a chest burn, like I said.
Yeah.
It fills your mouth like it's like vaporizes.
Yeah.
You know? If you keep it in your mouth too long, you're...
You're going to feel it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't taste the wood, though.
No, I didn't at all. You can definitely smell a little bit of oak, mm-hmm. or a little, you know, a little charred wood there.
Right, much more creamy texture to it.
Oh, a couple of drops of water makes this a very sweet and creamy whiskey.
It tamed it.
A little, not a lot, but it also widened the flavor.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's creamier. To me, it's still a little spicy sweet.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to lose that type of...
No.
That's, I think it's trademark. And the heat is, well, it's probably part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is tasty stuff.
Mm. Of the two ways, how do you like it?
I kind of like it with a little bit of water in there.
I do, too.
But I really liked the finish of the glass of the neat.
I kind of miss the chesty throaty.
Right.
You know, I do like, but I think I like the texture with the water.
I think so, too.
So I think the trade-off...
I think I like that the whole mouth flavor.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'll tell you that it's on the tip of my tongue or it's on the outside. No, this doesn't just cover your tongue. This covers the roof of your mouth, your cheeks. I mean, literally, you can feel a little burn in the insides of your cheeks.
Yeah.
Like I said, but I did it again. Put my nose too deep in there.
Yeah.
I would say similar quality to the Jefferson Reserve.
I would, too.
In character.
I would like to try the Reserve now to try to compare more apples to apples.
Single barrel. That's what it was. It's not called the Reserve. It's called the Single Barrel. It's a meager, you know, 40-something proof. But it's, again, these are top-shelf whiskeys.
Yes, they are.
And there's top-shelf whiskeys, and then there's rare whiskeys. We don't do the rare whiskeys.
That's out of our income bracket.
Well out of our income bracket. I mean, you know, Listen, I just finished paying off my medical bills from last year, which is good because now I've had a couple extra nickels in my pocket. But I am now going to Cabo next week.
Yes. Good for you. You've never done anything quite like this.
This will be the first stamp on my passport.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm super looking forward to this. I cannot wait. I get to spend a week alone with April. That doesn't ever happen.
Right. You're going to have a great time.
Well, I think we need to put a little chill on this and see what we come up with.
I don't think it's going to change it that much.
I was going to say, I don't know that you can chill this. Well, let me drop a couple rocks in here. It really smells sweeter every time I sniff it.
Yeah.
I love that. Let this take a little chill.
Yeah, let's let that mellow in there a bit.
This is a treat.
I'll say.
I think we have been blessed by a run of really good whiskeys lately. From the time we went to our whiskey tasting party, we have had nothing but good after... I mean, any one of those could have been classified as the best whiskeys we've had.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you know, slightly chilled. Actually, it's very chilled. If you put your hand around the bottom of the glass, definitely mutes the scent.
Yeah, it takes that burn out of...
It narrows the vapor. It's not as wide. It doesn't explode your mind as you take a deep breath over top of it.
Still has the sweetness and vanilla.
I don't get that smoke at all anymore.
No, smoking wood is gone.
Yeah.
Not that we tasted that anyway.
We didn't taste it anyway, but we'll give it a little sip and see where we go. Mmm. Sharper.
Yeah. Yeah, the heat is still in my mouth.
Actually,
here. That
has a bigger burn. Chest burn. There's more of a full expansion when you sip it down. You know, it hits the tongue and then it dries right up. It's almost like a tad of a bitterness to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as creamy, I would say. I think the water is probably the creamiest flavor you'll get. It, like I said, it's sharper, so it's not quite as smooth. It doesn't coat. It dries out. It literally evaporates in your mouth.
I'm getting almost a vanilla finish to it.
Mm-hmm. Sweetness never goes away.
No.
Yeah, I get more heat off of this.
I think this might be my favorite way to drink it.
I can understand that for you.
Well.
Because you like that heat.
Yeah.
You know, and this is hot in your mouth. Interesting how the cool gives you the most heat.
Yeah, I think it might be hotter in my mouth than it was straight. But I generally don't like it hot in my mouth. I like the warm finish.
Yeah,
but there's something about this finish that makes the heat in my mouth worthwhile.
My guess is the heat so much in your mouth makes you not realize how much of a finish it has. I love how this has that nice creamy sweetness all the way through.
Yeah.
This is the first time I can't really give you a favorite. I can't even give you an unfavorite. More often than not, I think neat is the way we go. But this time, I liked how the water spread it out.
Yeah, I liked it too.
But the neat whiskey, I loved how that little bit of sweetness at the bottom of the glass was like so intense. And now with this, the chill, I like the full lung vapor you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So each one has its own quality. And I'll tell you what, though. This is the strongest whiskey we've ever had.
Ooh.
Not by a little bit. And it's not gasoline.
No.
For something this strong, the flavor is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so mild. Relatively mild. It's probably sweeter than most of our favorite scotches.
I would say so. This is one of the sweetest whiskeys we've had.
I think what we're finding is we like the softer, sweeter sides of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we've grown similar tastes in a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think we've done very, very well for ourselves as far as picking up these last few bourbons and the scotches we've had. And for the price, this is not a bad value at $70.
I don't think it's a bad value.
First of all, you're not going to get this kind of taste in $40 or less.
No.
Jim, that was a good whiskey.
Mm. All right, so we just saved the Caribbean cask until you get back. So.
And that'll be great because, I mean, I'm like very much looking forward to that because it's a Belvedere.
It's a Belvedere.
Now.
That is a different one. We have not had this.
Like it or hate it, Belvedere's always going to hold a special place.
That was our introduction.
It was. So. And not only that, it's the Belvedere, it's the Caribbean, so that's a rum cask.
Yeah. Now, you're going to be on the other coast of Mexico, but...
I'm going touristing. I got my new video camera, I'm psyched.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool. Yeah, you're going to put that to good use.
Here's the thing, I take a ton of pictures, and some of them turn out really nice.
Yeah.
Video is a little bit different. Video, you've got to know what you're doing from the start. It's all learned skills that I don't quite have yet.
Well, no time like the present.
I can always learn, and I want to do that. A little spoiler alert. Jim and I would like to do maybe a little video podcast.
Yeah, that is something that we want to get into.
And we will.
And we'd like to this year start to fool around with it, see what we can do.
But it's going to take us a while to where we can smoothly have a video podcast.
Yeah, we're not just going to shoot a video podcast.
Yeah, Jim and I are not made for live TV newscasters. Here's a little peeling back the onion for you folks.
Well, they've seen our pictures.
We have a face for radio. But not only that, you know, we're not scripted. We speak from our direct reaction to when we're drinking this. Mm-hmm. We're not whiskey experts by any means.
We don't go into it pre-sampling, generally. And if we did, we certainly don't have notes.
We don't have notes.
Just experience it.
We don't have talking points.
Yeah.
We don't have anything. And I'm just like going to say that I think the beauty of what we do here is that it's raw.
Yeah.
And another little peel back of the onion, Jim is a masterful producer, and he fixes a lot of the messes I make and makes this into a quality production. You know,
I appreciate that.
There's a skill that cannot be duplicated without years and years of, honing that craft. And, you know,
going somebody, on 29 of them.
Somebody needs to understand that this man is a very skilled producer. And, you know, I have no doubt that once we get into the video realm, we'll continue to be so.
I know nothing about video.
I will say this.
And by the way, thank you. It's a very nice compliment, which I will edit out.
I'm sure you will, because you are modest. But you shouldn't, because it's true. So I think we should wrap this up a little bit, Jim.
I think we should.
I believe the Colonel, son of Zachary. Zachary Taylor a president?
Yeah, he was a president. That's why I said the Zachary Taylor.
I think it is the Zachary Taylor. Yeah. Colonel E.H. definitely was a visionary. You know, every whiskey's got its own character. Mm. And this is every bit of full character, full flavor. The taste is sweet, caramely. It's smooth. Mm. It's a treat. This is not your everyday whiskey at all.
No, no. And if this you're a novice, I'm not sure this is where you want to start.
No, you're definitely not going to learn on this whiskey. No. You know, you have to have a whiskey maturity to appreciate this. Mm-hmm. But it's a high, high quality bourbon. There's definite proof here that bourbons are every bit as high quality as a scotch. Yeah. I think we've definitely proved that in the last two.
The last two. Yeah.
I think you and I started this little foray thinking mostly about single malt scotches. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I are both now beyond that. We'll probably start looking at a lot of different types of things.
I'm thrilled. These last two, Jefferson's Reserve and now the Taylor's, I'm impressed.
Thanks again to our whiskey man for recommending this. And to Eric. And to Never Drinking Cheap Whiskey.
Indeed. Godspeed, my friend. Enjoy your trip. I think
I'm looking forward to this trip.
Yeah, you deserve. And when you get back, we'll do the Caribbean cast.
Oh, I can't wait for that either.
And then we'll try to get back into everything that we've been talking about for months.
So, Jim, with that, I think we can end this.
We can.
I've had a wonderful, great to see you
what
again, my friend.
Evening.
Glad to see you've traveled safe and well.
Thank you.
You seem happy, and you look like you're unwilling to go back to work on Monday.
I'm not going back to work on Monday. Well, Monday is Martin Luther King Day. I don't have to go to work.
Well, good for you. I do. Anyway, so until our next meeting, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch.
Thank you for listening. This one surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought this was going to be undrinkable, to be honest with you.
I cannot believe how good this tastes for something this strong.